Hi, this is Tracy Swedlow, Editor-in-Chief of Interactive TV Today at ITVT.com, and this is Radio ITVT. I am very happy to have, for the first time, Abby Thomas, who is the Chief Marketing Officer of Tremor Video DSP, and she is going to participate also in our upcoming conference called the TV of Tomorrow Show on June 13th and 14th at tvotshow.com. So we're happy to have her here to sort of get a sense of, what she's doing, where she's been. And so welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Tracy, for having me. And I'm very excited about TVOT up at San Francisco on June 13th and 14th. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, great. Thanks for the plug. from what I can tell, I mean, you have been at this company for 10 years, which is quite an accomplishment. In any software technology company, usually people leave after about a year and a half. They move laterally, look for, and of course, being a woman, it's always very difficult to stay at a particular place because, sometimes you'll reach that glass ceiling or something. But it seems to me that you went from, zero to 100% CMO, right? So, I mean, not only are you tenacious, but you have obviously demonstrated your value to the company. They trust your instincts and things. So can you tell me a little bit about what your position is now, where you came from, and then we'll go on to what the company does and what they're going to do in the future.
Yes. So just to say off the start, I think loyalty is one of the most undervalued sort of qualities that a person can have. And I've always sort of consider myself to be a very loyal person, but it isn't just loyalty that keeps you with an organization for 10 plus years, which is very much like a lifetime in digital and video. But it's also about the people that you work with. And I've been fortunate in my career to have amazing mentors and amazing people within Tremor Video that are, whether we were Tremor Media, Tremor Video, or now Tremor Video DSP, we've always had fantastic people that work here. And I feel fortunate to always have, my voice feel heard, and it may not always be agreed upon, but that you have a culture where you can, you can have an opinion and you can make change. And I think the only constant in this industry is change. And so, I've had such a fantastic run largely because of the people around me that have enabled me to just keep being better and bringing better ideas. At the company too, if you look around, it's as a woman, it's not just me, who's who's sort of driving change across the organization. Our CEO, Lauren Wiener, who was previously the president of Buyer Platforms at Tremor Video before we were acquired by Taptica, is phenomenal and has been an amazing mentor. Our head of culture and people, Jackie Orris, another female executive. So it's rare and fantastic to be working for an organization that has so many great women at the top.
I can't tell you how often when I look at the list of, on the about page of any company that I'm talking to,
it's all
it's always the men who are running everything, right? And then there's a one woman who is the head of people or the head of, office, or it might be marketing. I think women maybe like the idea of marketing because it's really about bringing people together. It's communications. It's making, driving innovation, and it's an exciting area. But the women are very often not at the C-level, and it's very frustrating. In fact, I left many years ago a company specifically because I realized that they weren't going to allow you to move forward, no matter how many awards you won. And someone gave me the advice, start your own company, which is what I did. Now, so that's what I started this company in '98, long story, but, then you're just the head of your company. It's fantastic. You're at the C level. So, okay. So this last August, Tremor Video, which, has participated and been involved with what we do in the past has was purchased by Taptica.
Yes.
And from what I understand, it's because the goal is to expand your reach, or expand their reach. They're more global and they wanted to reach an American audience. So, and I believe there was some kind of separation between the DSP side of the business, demand side platform, and the buy side. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, why that was, and now what is this new sort of company and the goals? What are the goals? And it's a video programmatic DSP platform.
Yes. So a little bit on the acquisition. I like to actually call it, we found a home. Taptica has been such an amazing just home to welcome either Tremor Video and Tremor Video DSP. And not only just from a culture fit, really, where, you know, we all have a very strong focus on innovation and a respect for a strong work ethic and a change maker. But also, you know, Taptica has been there for us where we need certain resources or to provide, you know, resources or, you know, inject us with certain you know, new ideas and thoughts and whatnot, but also respect that we know the brand business the best. And we are, you know, been working and doing this for a very long time. And so they're sort of there when we need them and respectful of what we're doing and building and accomplishing here stateside. And that's such a, you know, wonderful place to be. And I, you know, Hagai Tal, who's the CEO of Taptica, had a vision of acquiring a company that you know, was doing great brand work for advertisers. And I think, you know, sort of fell in love with this company and what we were doing and what we were offering and what we had to say and the people here. And he really valued the demand side of the business. And as much as we do, as all of us here and me, especially being here for so long, you know, value the advertiser side of the business. And so it's very refreshing to, you know, have a renewed focus on, you know, only being that partner to advertisers that works best for the demand side of the business. And we, you know, we wish Telaria, now the old side of the business, the SSP side, you know, the best. And we're still a major partner with them. They're still a very huge client of ours. You know, as a former shareholder, I'm very keen on Telaria doing very well. But I feel reinvigorated by this business now as a standalone demand side platform entity. And that's really exciting. Go ahead.
No, the goal of the company, of course, is to put advertisers and other kinds of organizations that purchase ad campaigns, trading desks, and things like that, in touch with audiences. So I was kind of curious, you know, where you find all that data, how you go after them, and then I know you have a particular technology called auto optimization that I want to hear a little bit about. I'm looking for the reasons why Tremor Video DSP, you know, raises raises the bar. What makes it unique? Why did Taptica buy, you know, other than trying to expand their U.S. footprint, but what makes this platform unique? And then we'll talk about what you're going to do to extend that.
So there's two key pieces of business that we do extremely well that layered on top of our video approach. We'll talk a little bit more, like make us a very, very strong and important partner to brands. So the first is data. So our job is to matchmake advertisers to their audiences and to really take that from this sort of one-to-many approach down to one-to-one specific targeting. And so we partner with a variety of different data data technology partners, new emerging technologies, and we always have an eye for that, for what's next, what's new, what are new emerging technologies that are really going to allow marketers to reach someone they never reached before, to, you know, infiltrate a living room. And we've always, you know, been open to new and progressive, you know, new partners. So, you know, so anybody out there who has a new technology or a new way of doing things, we want to talk to you. And
well, actually, you know, actually I have to plug ourselves, but TVOT is a fantastic place to do that, right? The whole TV ecosystem, they're looking for partnerships and alliances, trying to figure out who are the smart companies, who know what, you know, which companies know what they're doing, who can talk.
Well, a lot of them didn't even exist a year ago, you know, like you have to always have an eye for that. So we've created this hub of data providers, and most of them, Tracy, are exclusive to us. So we try to, you know, curate them, find them, bring them in-house, create a home with these data partners that provide a very unique value proposition to our clients. So, you know, one is Alfonso, which is a TV data company that reaches 34 million households. And so through them, we can power brands' connection into a living room. And we have many just like that. We have an exclusive with Cubic that we're getting ready to launch to market. We have many more in the pipeline, many more that you'll be hearing from us soon. So that's the first side is this, you know, data. But data isn't enough. Everybody talks about data. Everyone's going to come in and talk to you about, we do data differently and we reach more people than anybody else. And it's the same and same and same thing again and again. Where we really see data being most important to marketers is what you then do with the data, how you then message to the consumer. So for us, we have this amazing in-house creative team that develops tailored creative for the screen, for the moment, for the audience. They can even individualize creative by what someone saw in sequential messaging order. So you only get this message if you saw already another one on connected TV or on the TV screen. They're a huge resource for us, a huge creative advantage. And because at the end of the day, like, you can have all this data, but what has the power to win hearts and change minds is what you say to someone in that moment and how interesting and relevant and timely and personalized that creative is. So it's not just the data. It's the data combination with creative that we feel, you know, makes allows brands to be better storytellers and to take their storytelling to the next level. And so, you know, we're going to be out in the market talking a lot about how we're building a leading programmatic video platform that's built around storytelling, around these meaningful one-to-one moments.
It's interesting that you're going to shape it as a platform around storytelling, and that you have this creative team, because to some extent that makes me think, does your creative team replace the creative ad agency in the process? And then I said, well, not necessarily, because, and I'm answering your question for you.
You're doing a good job.
Oh, thanks. Because I know in my own experience that sometimes the company that understands their platform, if they have a creative wing of it, they'll know what best to do with it. Mm-hmm. And it might, in collaboration perhaps with a creative advertising team. So I answered your question for you. I know it's possible. And I'm curious, you know, what will be the skills or the talents of that creative team, and how they'll tap into your platform. That'll be interesting.
I mean, like, it's definitely not meant to replace, to your point. We like to say we can do as heavy lifting or as light lifting as possible. But there are so many formats. I was at this Variety conference yesterday, and the CMO at MTV was talking about the launch of Jersey Shore. It's coming back in a few weeks. And they've created 500.
No.
Yes. Yes. It's coming back. But they've created 550 different creative assets to launch this campaign. Now, that is the world we're living in. There's no longer a one size fits all. So if you can leverage as added value a creative team that can take your creative for your Galaxy phone that has a different application than your creative for your iOS, than the creative for your tablets, than your creative that runs on your connected TV, and allow you a little help in the process that's going to, you know, deliver better engagement or deliver a better experience. I think most marketers are going to want to take advantage of that. But it doesn't sit alone. It has to also have the larger message of, you know, us going out and talking to creatives and talking to, you know, creative agencies and talking to marketers who, you know, own the brand, and saying to them, look, you have never, ever been able to have this type of one-to-one conversation with someone before, ever. It was always, you know, modeled, and it was always sort of, you know, I think we might be reaching the right person, but this is true one-to-one, you know, targeting. So what would you say to them in that moment? And probably something you're going to say to them is different than what you'll say on TV. It's different than what you're going to drop in a news feed, you know, somewhere. It's different than the billboard you're going to put on. So now challenge you to think about digital and all the different screens it can mean for you.
So, I mean, Azure, a demand side platform, DSP, that means that you aren't necessarily providing, though, a full platform, or you're creating those one-to-one conversations. So are you somehow leveraging Taptica's social software or something? I mean, is there an actual sort of way to create an interaction with the potential consumer after you've delivered that ad using their software? Or am I reaching?
Reaching. I mean, there's synergies that we're always have an eye for in future. What we can do is connect someone from the TV screen directly to their phone. We can connect them to tablets. We can connect them over to connected television. So, you know, of course, we want to provide an end-to-end solution. But for now, it's within, you know, all the video moments that take place through a user's experience.
And I noticed also in your bio, it said something about you spearheaded an exclusive category for TV retargeting. Where does that follow in all of this?
Well, it's about product innovation, right? And so, you know, the latest partnership that we've been very, you know, vocal and out on the street about is helping brands really infiltrate and own this sort of idea of the modern living room. And there are, you know, there are 200 million plus pay TV viewers, right? Still out there. TV is still huge. And why not? It's this it's beautiful screen, and people build living rooms around it. It's, you know, has amazing reach. It can launch movies. It can, you know, do incredible things. Yet we all know that the experience of how people watch live TV is different. People are distracted. People are doing different things. People don't even, you know, TiVo forward, fast forward anymore through commercials because they pick up their smartphone and they do something else. We are living in a, you know, sort of distracted world. Our stats, you know, you see all this research, right, about the 70% of the population multitasks online while watching TV, and more than half of TV viewers, you know, pick up their phone at a commercial break. And what are they doing? Well, they're not just on social, they're playing games, they're doing email, they're doing all of these different things. And so for us as a video company to look at the user trends in the industry was like, well, man, we need to take our video reach and capitalize on this idea of a couch screen, this idea that there is a way to amplify off TV messages right in the moment. Literally, that there are, you know, there were 80 million addressable devices watching the Olympics in those moments, and that brands should not just think about how to buy NBC, and they should do that, and they should be around the Olympics if that's their desired audience, you know, on air and on all of NBC's platforms, but they should also be thinking about how they can get into a viewer's, you know, couch. and so our partnership with Alfonso to power, you know, their video retargeting exclusively was about that, was about having a partner that connects us directly into a TV screen and TV viewing behaviors across, you know, 1 in 4 households in America, that we can give advertisers an accurate picture of what those homes are doing and help them infiltrate the couch screen. So, you know,
You mean linear. Is that what you mean?
Taking a linear experience and making it digital. So saying, you know, that my phone, I'm going to serve an ad on your phone when you're watching the Olympics now. Mm-hmm. And sinking into that moment, because, you know, we hear again and again that consumers, want their advertising to match what they're doing. They want it to be relevant. They like when their ads match what it is that they're watching on TV. And so, you know, we now have the power to take Olivia Pope, who walks off the screen, and, you know, that beautiful Cadillac comes onto the first pod after, you know, Scandal, and that ad can now extend and drive off the screen and onto somebody's couch through a gorgeous 360-degree video that our creative team can build. That's what I'm talking about, that type of power now of winning audiences' attention on many different screens.
Are you guys looking into the potential of ATSC 3.0 technology, which will revolutionize the local television market into being a completely on-demand interactive service? I mean, we're going to be doing a lot of investigation into that. Yes. At TVOT coming up. So that will allow companies to reach linear, you know, over the air programming.
We are very interested in that. I mean, linear, to be able to anywhere people are watching TV, and we can, we can create an on-demand ad experience. We want to be. So yes, definitely interested to see how this evolves.
And so what are the steps, other than being on this radio show, are you going to take, do you think, in the next few months, 6 months, year, what are the challenges ahead?
Well, it's a competitive marketplace. It has been for 10 years. and it's not getting any easier, you know, and we have to, so we have a lot of work to do to build awareness for, Tremor Video DSP as a leader in programmatic video. We have to continue to innovate. We have to keep coming up with new and interesting solutions for our clients. But I think you're going to see a lot more of us, of our brand, out in the marketplace. You're going to see us have an eye towards, you know, global expansion, obviously now with the synergies with Taptica, to see more coming on that end. And, other than just sort of trying to multiply all of us on the team, we're hiring, we're staffing up. Go to the website if anybody's in the market for working for an amazing, you know, innovative company. I recently just recruited back my new head of product marketing, who left us for 2 years and brought her back. And I think that just shows, again, me being here 10 years, like, this is the type of company that people love working for.
Jessica La Rosa.
Yes, Jessica La Rosa, who is my right arm and helping us continue to launch new products all the time. I think sometimes, so many times, we always are looking at launching new things and trying out, new ways to help our marketers stand out and make an impact.
I want to quickly go back to the data topic for a second, because didn't ask, which is, do you guys find, because you didn't really list all of your partners.
We would be on here for a long time if I talked about all of them.
Okay. Are your customers asking you for data that allows them to understand the emotional responses on social media, or emotional responses to specific, regular television shows? And, you know, are the showrunners asking you to give you that kind of information, or you're pretty much dealing with the agencies and the desks and their needs? But I'm kind of curious if the content companies are asking for that information through their agencies. You know what I mean? Like, what's getting back to you? Do you know?
Yeah. So, we definitely prioritize agencies. We have many preferred partnerships with them, and we and the trading desk. However, you know, we would be doing our full business a disservice if we do not talk to marketers, right? And that's where we get some of our, you know, best new ideas or concepts. But so yes, it's not just a, you know, holistic agency approach, but they've mainly been asking us to use our data to Not only, again, help them get smarter about their consumer, but also, you know, provide sort of this more insights about them as well. Like we're hearing that trend as well as I, you know, this idea of a dollar for media delivers a dollar for insights, that it's not enough to just say, I'm going to reach this person. It's now, you know, did you reach this person? Did you make an impact? Did you sell a product? Did you get them to turn on a TV show? Did you get them to walk into a movie theater? And so, you know, for us, it's both in terms of data for targeting as well as data, you know, and attribution partnerships and providing that full measurement.
So you're tracking ROI?
Yes. I mean, we're doing our best. As many different ROI partners that are out there, from, you know, JD Radar for sales, or, you know, talking with IRI for sales data. Absolutely.
One thing on your site, are there any clients that you can name or ones that are coming up in the next few months? Can you hint at announcements?
So we are going to be announcing a fantastic case study that we worked with a CPG company that we drove offline sales based on our media campaign. So we're working on that announcement as well. You'll also see us launch you know, a couple new products. And one of the ones that I'm most excited about will be a big announcement in the realm of brand safety and really helping to clean up sort of the ecosystem of fraud. And as we know, you know, that's a problem. It's on everybody's mind. And so we're doing something very first in that space. Mm-hmm. Yep. So we very busy. Lots to be done in the next 6 months.
I know. I was speaking with a sort of a kids tech platform, and you know they have to be very careful not to pull private information and cookies and things like this. So, yeah, in light of all the things that are going on across all of these platforms, you know, that is going to be critical. I think people are going to be looking for leadership in that area.
It's not one of the best quotes I saw, you know, was someone said, if you're not part of the solution, then you're part of the problem. You can't just stand back and do nothing and wait for clients to demand, you know, you to implement something. And that's what I see all the time, is these platforms have options, but they don't turn them on, or you have to ask for it, or it's very convoluted. It's like, if there are techs that exist, turn them on, right? Like, make the case to help clean up your supply. So that's
actually, you know, I just looked up that quote out of curiosity, and it says it's a, and we all know that quote. It's mm-hmm. It says it's a misquotation of someone named Eldridge Cleaver. The original quote is, "There is no more neutrality in the world. You either have to be part of the solution, or you're going to be part of the problem."
Yep. There you go. Thank you. You're quick.
I'm sitting here and I can type fast. piano lessons when you're kids, guys. Okay. I think that answers all my questions. And there's anything else you'd like to add that we didn't tap into?
No, I really enjoyed this talk. I think, you know, look for a lot more to come from Tremor Video DSP. And again, for anyone, you know, looking to join an innovative, you know, company with a lot of opportunity, I would encourage you to go check out our website and see all of the job postings that are available. And for any of our competitors, we'll see you out there on the street.
I know someone I'm going to send your way.
Perfect. I would love that.
And are these jobs in Santa Monica or somewhere else?
New York, Texas, Santa Monica, they're everywhere. So yes, we have many opportunities right now.
We try to help people get matched up around here as well, on top of just providing education. All right. Well, so thank you so much, Abby. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Tracy. We'll
be seeing you soon in June.
Fabulous.
This is Tracy Swedlow, editor-in-chief of all things ITVT and co-producer of the TV of Tomorrow show, June 13th and 14th. Tremor Video is at tremorvideodsp.com, which is T-R-E-M-O-R M as in Mark, O-R, video, D as in dog, S as in Sam, P as in pink. I don't know what the military things are for that. TremorVideoDSP.com. And thanks so much. Speak to you another time.